And as I began to make some phone calls, I'm hoping that all of you were able to receive a letter that we sent out this week. But what it has to do with is feeling compelled by the Spirit that our chapter here at Dearborn Covenant is done. For the first time in over 10 years, we've sensed that. And it's not like there weren't other things to look at. I had to laugh that Robert Owens, who's the superintendent down in the Southeast Conference, called me up, and I thought he was calling me regarding something that we had done on a retreat. And I had to have him repeat it because I didn't quite understand what he did. And he said, "Johnny, I just want to let you know that I put your name in at a church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida." I was like, "Robert, you can't do that. We just came off of the worst winter ever here in Michigan." But I never sensed the Lord drawing us. Which, I mean, and then I see this and going, "Lord, what was I thinking?" No. But then when we had Taylor students come for their spring break, the professor who came with them just kind of said off the cuff that Taylor was looking for their next campus pastor. And it was something that I had just kind of kept in the back of my mind and had gone through that process with them, but Taylor hired somebody from within. And it was through that discernment process that we were just praying, "Lord, I didn't have to hear about that." What's funny is I didn't hear it from Christy. She goes, "Dad, I heard about it, but you've got a job." I guess you thought that, you know, pastors who are out of work, they would go for that job, right? But it was during that time and through the summer that we began to discern that our time was done. And it seems really, really strange because I still have very vivid memories of my first time. It was actually a snowstorm in February. Where I was working at Life Church at the time, and we were worshiping in an elementary school, and the Plymouth Canton School District closed the schools down that weekend because of that snowstorm. And I've never known Dearborn Covenant Church to close its doors during a snowstorm. Praise God. And so we came, we packed the girls up, and we sat in the back row, and I have this very vivid memory of Rebecca going. And Becca was 4. I was asking Annie how old she is now. She's 6 years old. I mean, Becca was 2 years younger than Annie is right now. And so Becca, you know, went forward, and this woman was beaming from the third row back. I'm like, "Wow, this is a wonderful, friendly church." Just so happened to be Brenda, who is Becca's BSF children's leader at Plymouth First United Methodist Church. And I'm astounded by how fast time has gone, which means, as the adage says, time flies when you're having fun. And I thank God that we have. I'm going to serve with you through the end of January. We don't know yet what's next. It's interesting to be reading Paul's words and for him to say, you know, "I'm going to Jerusalem. I don't know what's going to happen, although I do know that hardships await me." Praying that maybe that doesn't happen, but my heart is to be able to stay close to the girls. I love being 2 hours from Sierra at Calvin College, 3 hours from Christy at Taylor University. And so even if that means finding some work in the area and doing ministry on the side, or if the Lord does end up opening something up for us, but I would love to be able to just stay home in the Detroit area. And I do want to reiterate that there's nothing and there's no one pushing us out. We've talked to some people, and you've probably had experiences where relationships with leaders haven't gone very well. And I'm excited to tell you that this isn't the result of disagreements. This has everything to do with just sensing the Spirit saying your chapter's done. And all I've ever wanted to do is just do what he says, no matter what that brings. I praise him that we've experienced a lot of joy. I've held on to him when we've experienced pain throughout our lives. But my only desire, especially knowing that he had called me into ministry, When I was talking to my pastor when I was still in school about being called to ministry, my pastor, John, said, well, you better obey that call or you'll end up in a fish. And so I have always sought to just simply do his will and simply live my life after Luke 5:5, because you say so, I will do this. We will definitely continue to pray for you. We'll probably see you around town. As my girls have enjoyed their time up at camp as campers, they want to go on as staff. And so those of you who are up there for teen camps and family camps, you'll see my girls in ministry up there. My heart for you really comes from Philippians chapter 1, where Paul talks about this work that he started in you and that he's going to carry it on to completion. There are many people, not just pastors, many people who have served this church faithfully ever since 1951. Ever since those prayer meetings in a woman's home gave birth to this church. What God began in you, he will carry it on to completion. And my prayer for you is that you'll continue to hold on to Jesus and fix your eyes on Jesus, no matter what you go through as a faith family. I'm going to invite my brother and my neighbor, my walking partner, who also just so happens to be our church's council chairman.
You know, this is pretty tough for me because of the affection that I have for Johnny. But I want to invite you as we transition. Can you turn that down a little bit? Thank you. As we transition through this period of time, to continue to pray for Johnny and Michelle, continue to pray for the girls, pray for his mom. I know it's not easy for them at all as they process through this, and I know this was not a very easy decision to make, but a lot of prayer, a lot of talking with one another as they came to the conclusion that they did. So please pray for them as they process through this transition in their lives and as the Lord prepares for them what he has next. Because as Johnny said, he's not sure where he's going, okay? We will have a time to celebrate their ministry. Your council will get together and we'll put together a date that we can celebrate the ministry that Johnny has had with us and shared his life with us, so that you can just honor him for all the work that he's done in facilitating what he did here. Without his vision that he had for praying for the nations, that this house would be a prayer house for all nations, many of you wouldn't be here. And so we want to celebrate that. We want to celebrate the lives that have been changed because of him, okay? This week, beginning tomorrow, I'm asking you to fast with me and to pray with me from Monday through Wednesday, and then Wednesday evening, if you would come, if you're in town, and I understand this is Thanksgiving week, and it'll be the day before Thanksgiving, but if you can, come out Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and pray with us. Chris is going to send you an email, and there's three prayers that I'm asking you to pray with me through these next 3 days. I'm asking you to fast from first thing in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening. And then when we come together on Wednesday night, we will pray for an hour, and then we can celebrate and go home and be with our families. So if you're available, please join me Wednesday evening. Over the next period, we will also begin to put together a search committee for our next pastor. And so be praying for that also as you pray, not only this week, but going forward. And finally, no matter who stands up here and preaches, if it's me, if it's Jeff, if it's Johnny, whoever, it doesn't matter. Johnny couldn't have said it more perfectly. I wrote this note down before he said it. The oracle is just the vessel that's standing here. You get that? The person that's standing here is just declaring to you the words of God himself. And that's who we have to keep our eyes fixed on, not only as an individual, but as a church family. So keep that also at the forefront of your minds as we go forward and as we begin to prepare for whoever's up here next as our pastor. Because again, they're just the body filling the seat, speaking the words that have been given to them by God Almighty. So if we can just keep that at the forefront of our minds. With that said, that's all I have to share tonight. If you have conversation, if there's any questions that you have of your leadership team, just pull us to the side. We're more than happy to talk with you and share with you or address any question that you might have. But again, we just want to thank Johnny and Michelle for all that they have done here at Dearborn Covenant Church. Let's worship.